The Mishnah in the beginning of the 10th parak on Samach Daled Amud Beis presents Machlokas Tanaim on a few levels, three different cases of how we treat Dan Besulim. Tinoka Shelo Gias Man Aliras Venises Yishami Omim Nosin La Arba Leilas Besul Omim Manchit Tich Yamaka Higias Man Aliras Venises Ras of Oda Besavia. So various situations and various dinim and details as to what extent and for how long a woman has to go through a tara process after, or has to be concerned to undergo a tara process after seeing Dan Besulim. However, the Gemara tells us on Daf Samachem and Beis, a member of Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu Halacha Boel Bilas Mitzvah Parish. So the way the pashtus of the Meir of Rav Shmuel and how Rav Rishonim understand, Rav Shmuel are telling us an additional subsequent Takanas Chazal beyond what the Mishnah says, that for all intents and purposes we abandon the details of the Mishnah, and there's an across the board din that any time you have Bia Rishona Boel Bilas Mitzvah Uparish. And the Rambam, it doesn't sound that way. Because if you look at the Rambam, Perek Hei, beginning with Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam goes through the details of all the various cases in the Mishnah. So it sounds like all of that is still Halacha. The Rav is Masik at one point, Halacha Yud Ches. The Rambam writes, "In Ras Dam Beis Aviyah V'Achar Kach Niseis Ein Lo Lavo La Ela Bila Rishona Uparish." The Rambam says, "Amar Vanki Beis Shami Yuzeh." So the Rambam is passing like Beis Shami against Beis Hillel the Mishnah. Says the Magen Mishnah, "That's not what's going on. That's how the Rambam understood Rav Shmuel. The Rav Shmuel are now telling you a blanket halacha that under all circumstances Lo Ela Bila Mitzvah Uparish, but rather in that specific case of Ras." That's where Rav Shmuel will say Bo Bilas Mitzvah Parish. But all the other cases, the Mishnah remains Kitsu Rasa, even Lahalacha. Be that as it may, that's Yitas Rambam, but all the other Rishonim understand that Rav Shmuel are telling you a blanket Halacha under all circumstances Bo Bilas Mitzvah Uparish. And presumably, if you see woman sees Dan Besulim, we'll see that Lalach, even if you don't see Dan Besulim, but the classic case is, a woman after B. Rishona sees Dan Besulim, so even though that Dan Besulim is not Menemakor, nevertheless, there's a Din Derabonon that you have to treat it as problematic Dam, but it'll be Lis Mitzvah Parish, and then you have to go through a Tara process like a regular Re'iyah. So the question all the Rishonim address is, why should that be so? We know it's not Dam and Amakor. Dam Besulim is not Dam and Amakor. So it should be no different than Dam Makor. Just like we have the ability to be told of a Makosa, if a woman knows that the Dam coming out is not blood and Amakor, but rather and Amakor, you could be Mako. So why do we say the same thing? By Dam Besulim, we know it's Dam Besulim. It's not and Amakor. So why is that any worse than a regular Makor? So if you look in the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ramban and the Rashba both assume that fundamentally there's no difference between Dan Besulim and Dan Makor, but they take that in two opposite directions. So if you look in the Ramban and Hilchos Nida, Perek Gimel, beginning with Halacha Zayin, Hilchos Nida, the Ramban, Perek Gimel, beginning with Halacha Zayin, Ramban writes, "Haya b'maka toch osa makom harei hadam shoseis." So you have blood that's sourced to a maka. Yesh mishahor Hashem etare nasa afil bezman hazeh. V'yera li Hashem etare nasa. Regular damak of the Ramban Paskins, nowadays, you don't have the right to be meko. We treat her as tamei. She'im ayadam akasa mishunim midam riyasa tamei adin atam. But as we saw, that in principle, if you could tell that the appearance of damak is different than the appearance of regular dam, you could be meko. But what's going to happen? There may be situations in which the person isn't able to properly discern, they're going to get confused, and they may come to be mekel even by dam riyasa. So according to the Ramban, even the kula of dam maka doesn't apply bizman hazeh. Then in Halacha Tesi, or Perakim Halacha Tesi writes, Habolas of the Sula, Philo Haisa Kitana, Shalogis Manaliros, Boel Bilas Mitzvah, Begomer, Biasu Parish. The Yoshevas Shivan Yam in the Kiyam, Mayakashi Yif Sakadam, Kishar Haroos. Mikana Talame, we learn from here, from this din of Rabbi Shmuel, Boel Bilasu Parish, Shein Tolan Bimaka, Shein Lachamaka, Gedol Minakana Shinivilla, Adam Shosi, Mena Maka Sabila. How do we know? Now, Bizman Hazeh, we're now told of the Maka, regular Maka, we know that from Dam Basulim. You see from the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel will say you have to be Machmir by Dam Basulim, Rabbilas Misuparish, under all circumstances, even by Iktana, who wouldn't expect to see Dam Nidus yet anyway. So there's a blanket, low plug Rabbanon, Dam Basulim, we're Machmir. So you see from that, it's not, no reason that should only apply to Dam Basulim, it applies to any Maka. So the man learns that from Dam Basulim to any Maka. And nowadays, we're not told of the makasa at all. Then the Rabban writes, "Afilu lo rasa dam besulim, even if there's no dam besulim at all, ein omim shama hita v'adayim besula kayamin, shein atayim besuya." Okay, we'll see that in the Rashi in a moment. El hoil ubaal choshishin shama rasa dam tiba kachardo v'avda. We're concerned that maybe she saw a tiba dam kachardo. Lefikach gomer biyasu parishim anashiv nakiyim chutz miyam abila. So the concern, the way the Rabban expresses it, is by Dam Besulim, maybe there was a Tipas Dam Kechardol that you didn't, meaning even if she didn't see Dam Besulim, she didn't see any Dam after Bi Rishona, but maybe Rasa Dam Tipa Kechardol, so we assume that there was Dam Besulim even if you didn't see it, and once there's Dam Besulim, that has the din of a Maka, we learned from Rav Shmuel, that nowadays we have to be machmir on any makam. So dam besulim according to the Ramban is fundamentally no different than any other dam makam. And you learn from Rabbi Shmuel that you don't have the right to be tola on a makam. Tshuvas HaRashba, in the Tshuvas HaMiyuchasos, which is Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. He's also quotes this. The Rashba writes, "The Alpha Pisha Boelis Abasula Zafila Ketano Chashashula Hafmir B'dameha." So when it comes to Bir Rishona, we're Machmir. Das Tikna Hasan Bekula Bo Bilas Mitzvah Parish. So why is it, the Rashba asks, that in general we're meikel on dam maka to be tola b'makasa, but by dam besulim, which is a super dam maka, we're machmir? Hasa mishum di'ikol emeichash l'shmuel. The amr yechalani livo kama besulos below dam. So when it comes to dam besulim, since there is a possibility that a person could be Boel without breaking the Besulim, without causing Dam to come out, so there isn't necessarily a Maka to speak of. If you break the Besulim, there's a Maka. So then you could ask, why is that different than any other makom? But since there's a possibility of breaking the basul of being boel be rishon without breaking the basulim, so it's not a classic makom of alkan dika makom mamish talina. So the first answer to the Rashba is, since there's a theoretical possibility you could be boel be rishon without breaking the basulim, without causing a makom, so it's not really analogous to da makom. Then you have to figure out, okay, it's not analogous to da makom, why are you makom for da basulim bichlal? Fine. But the question is no longer related to Damaka. Then he writes, the ode, de bibasuli yesh lahachmir, lefisha eina ella sha achas, upamachas. So it sounds like this is, the way the Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis, it sounds like the more primary reason of the Rashba. In Torah Sabayis, it's the end, very end of Bayis Zayin Shar Dalet. So the ode, the bibisuli yesh lahachmir, why we machmir by dam bisulim as opposed to regular damaka, if fundamentally dam bisulim and damaka are really the same. A dam bisulim is a kind of maka. The ode, the bibisuli yesh lahachmir lefisha eina elosha achas upam achas. When it comes to dam bisulim, it's a one-time thing. You break the bisulim, and then it won't happen again. So it's a one-time maka. Avokan, im tachush, Afata Osra Baila. But when it comes to a Makka in general, a generic Makka, so then in the context of Rav Machmas Tashmish, you have the possibility of being, of offering her forever. By regular Da Makka, the consequences are more severe. It's not a Makka Veris, it's something that could last for a long time, and it could have very severe repercussions. So it sounds like fundamentally, if Da Makka was a one time concern, so then, kedai lahachmir. It's only because damaka in general, generic damaka could be there for a long time. So there, we're not machmir, but dam basulim, which is a one-time occurrence, we're going to be machmir. The way the Rashba says in Torah Sabayis, yeah. Correct. The extremes are machmas tashmish, where the consequences are potentially the most severe of asking her labayla that she has to. Yet again. But you say the same thing about regular mak also, where there are.
If you know it's a mak over.
Oh, good. So that's the Sidri Tyrus Kasha. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. The Sarash was saying that the real difference between Dam Basulim and Dam Akka is it a one time thing, or is it something that potentially could exist for a long time with more severe long term consequences? The way the Rashba presents it in Torah Sabayis, again, the end of Bayis Zayin Shardal, he quotes the Ramban, who learns, as we said, from Rabbi Shmuel, that Bisman and Zayin were not told on Makkah whatsoever, even a regular generic Makkah. So he says, even though the Ramban's not here to defend himself, but he says, that there's a fundamental difference between Dam Basulim and Dam Makkah. Dam Basulim is a Makkah of Eres, and the regular generic Makkah could be there for a long time. So that's his Kasha and Ramban. You can't compare Dam Basulim to a generic Makkah. And the Rashba writes there that Lo Matzinu, in that Sugya Rav Machmas Tashmish, Shmuel comes up. Shmuel's a player. He's quoted there. And Lo Matzinu, that Shmuel argues in the context of Rav Machmas Tashmish, that we don't rely on a Makkah, that we're not told in a Makkah. So the fact that Shmuel says it over here doesn't mean that Shmuel is going to agree to the Ramban's premise, the Ramban's suggestion, by Dam Makkah in general in the context of Rav Machmas Tashmish. So fundamentally, what you see according to the Rashba is that all things being equal, you're right, Dam Basulim and Dam Makkah are one and the same. Dam Basulim is a manifestation of Dam Makkah. All things being equal, it should have been Machmir on both. But the consequences of being Machmir on Dam Makkah are potentially more severe, so Chazal didn't see to it. It didn't seem inappropriate to be machmir in that situation. As Aaron pointed out, the Sidrei Tara is bothered, Sidrei Times of Katan Aleph, that if that's the argument, then you should distinguish between a long-term makkah and a temporary makkah, even in the context of a generic makkah. Maybe you should only be makkah in the case of a makkah that you know is going to be there for a long time, but there are plenty of makkos that are fleeting just as Dam Basulim are. And you know medically that the makkah is there now, but it's going to go away. So according to the Rashba, you're going to tell me that in that kind of makkah, you have to be machmir as well. Lo matzinu, no post-success such a thing. We don't find any evidence of such a distinction in halacha. So first, the Siddur Torah presents that as a kasha on the Rashba, that if the Rashba is correct, then logically you'd have to distinguish between any mako veres and any permanent mako, and lo matzinu and poskim such a suggestive that he says maybe the Rashba would argue that within the generic damaka there's a certain low plug. When it comes to Dam Besulim definitionally is a Maka Overes. There's no such thing as a recurring Dam Besulim problem, as opposed to a generic Maka, which sometimes it may manifest itself in a more fleeting way, sometimes it may manifest itself in a more permanent way, but She Maka Achasi, as he says, a regular generic Maka is a Maka. We're not going to distinguish between the details within what we would call a generic makra. So that's his defense, the potential defense of the Rashba. The Rashba could still make his distinction between Dam Besulim as a makra veres and a generic makra without having to sub-distinguish within a generic makra between a makra veres and one that's not. Yeah.
According to the Ramban, what mistake am I going to make with the color? No matter what comes out of the previous show, it's going to be looking no matter what it looks like. So there's no confusion.
Again?
According to the Ramban, there's no confusion after Dam
So apparently, it's the way the Ramban says it is that there's a certain across the board low plug, because in general, by Maka, we could get confused. So any Maka, including Dam Besulim, is you have to be Machmiram. Okay, so again, according to the Ramban, Damaka, Dam Besulim is one and the same, and we're machmir across the board. According to the Rashba, they're one and the same, but we distinguish between a mako veres of Dam Besulim and a generic mako. In the Rush, there seems to be another approach, and you have to figure out, the Rush seems to say two different things in two different places, so you have to figure out how to work that all out into a cohesive position. The Rush writes in Subis, Perak Aleph Alachates. The Rush in Subis, Perak Aleph Alachates. The reason that we're machmir by Dam Besulim, again, he's not there specifically addressing the kasha of Dam Besulim versus Dam Akka. Why bechlal are we machmir dam besulim? So he writes, mishum shema nisarvu bo dam nidus. That we're concerned that even though the presentation is one of dam besulim, so you assume that the likely scenario is that you just have birishona, you broke the besulim, the dam coming out is dam besulim. Nevertheless, there's a concern. Excuse me. Maybe there's some dam nidus that gets mixed together with the dam besulim. And that's why Chazal were machmir on Dam Besulim. Rav Avadia points out, Yabia Omer Chelak Aleph Yoredeya Simen Yudalid. Chelak Aleph Yabia Omer Yoredeya Simen Yudalid. Chelak Aleph Simen Yudalid. That the Rush seems to be based on a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi writes, Brachos, in the second parak, the end of Halacha Vav. Perek Beis Brachas, the end of Halacha Vav, the Yerushalmi writes, Kala Asurad Lebesa Ko Shiva. That a Kala is going to be Asurad Lebaila for the 7 days of Shavar Brachas. My Taima. Efshar Shalo Yetze Dam Nida Im Dam Besulim. Efshar Shalo Yetze Dam Nida Im Dam Besulim. So that sounds like not just that rechoshesh for a remote possibility, but the norm is, the expectation is, that there's going to be dam nida that gets mixed together with dam besulim. So it's not that dam besulim is a fundamentally regular makah, and let's say like the Rashba, really we should be machmir by mak in general, just we can't. But there's a legitimate concern, although theoretically it could be that the reason you'd be oriented to be machmir is because of a concern in the Sarva Pandidas. So it's not necessarily 100% mutually exclusive. But the Rashba's presentation, the Rush's presentation is that we're concerned then maybe there's going to be dam nidos that is mixed together with the dam besulim. So Rav Avadya points out that there are, this could be explained in one of two ways, reflected in earlier Rishonim / Gaonim. So first he points out there's a Tshuvas HaGaonim, the Shem Rav HaGaon. This rush, which is basically Yerushalmi, of a Chashash, Sheminis, Arvabam, Bodam Nidus, can be explained in one of two ways. So possibility number one is based on a Tshuvas HaGaonim quoting Rav HaGaon. Tshuvas HaGaonim is quoted in Shari Tshuva Simen Kuf Samaches. Shari Tshuva Simen Kuf Samaches. Of course, Rav HaGaon is saying the following. Mivnei, Shadam Besulim Goreim Ladam Nida Sheyetzayimah. That when you break the Besulim, that causes Dam Nida to come as well. Ukeshehinev Elas Be'ila Rishona, Ochezes Osa Ra'ada V'chalchala. As when a woman experiences Be'ila Rishona, she has a certain physical trepidation, shaking, right? V'tischalchel Malkama Ot. Ubizman Sheisha Mischalcheles, he pereshes Nida. And when a woman has this kind of trembling, then she's going to be pareshes nida, just like we find by chofetzes and other physical things that could cause dam nidas to come. So we're concerned that when a woman experiences bi rishona, she has a certain trembling, certain shaking, that's going to cause dam nidas to come out. So when you have dam besulim, that could potentially cause, or the experience of bi rishona could cause dam nidas to come out as well. So that's one possible explanation as to where the rush is coming from, that we're concerned maybe dam nidas is going to come out with dam besulim because that's a result of bi rishona. The second thing he quotes in Taras Abayis, page Tav Sadiches, Taras Abayis, page Tav Sadiches, in the name of the Sefer Eshkol, that maybe this is a kind of dam chimud. We'll discuss in the not too distant future. There are situations in which a woman may see dam as a result of a certain emotional experience, a tavuli nase. So just like by tavuli nase, there's a concern of dam chimud. See here too, maybe because of the chimud of bia rishona, there's going to be a psicha samakor, and there may be some dam that comes out together with the besulim. So, according to the Tshuvas Rav HaGaon, the concern is a physical situation that could lead to dam nida coming out, and according to the Sefer Eshkol, it sounds like a more emotional situation, experience that could lead to the dam coming out. Either way, we're concerned that there may be a mixture of dam nidus together with the dam besulim. Rav Avadya just points out, page Tuf Kuf Beis in Taras Abayis, this is Chelek Beis, Tuf Kuf Beis, that the Lechem Asimla quotes from a Sefer Aguda that because of this association with dam chimud, even by an almana, the din is bo'l bilas mitzvah parish. Because it's not a function of dam besulim per se, it's a function of the chimud involved in having bia rishon with a new husband. So even if she's an almana, and she's not a besula, there's no dam besulim to speak of, there still would be a din of dam besulim of bo'l bilas mitzvah parish. That's a shitas yachid in rishonim, no one else says that. But that may logically follow from this position that the concern of dam nida getting mixed together with dam besulim is a function of the chimud of the Yerushana. Michael?
According to this opinion, if you don't see dam, we still not going to say that because it's the first time in Shesh Chema there's dam, you just don't see it? Or is it just only if you see it, Avu Nachner? It has to be that you're not seeing dam. If you're seeing dam, then obviously it's dam either. It can't be anything else. So
if you're seeing that, wait a minute, if you're seeing that, it's obviously
dam
either. The case of Almana, yeah.
The case of Almana, but
right.
It has to be a case where you're seeing dam. If you're not seeing dam, you don't have dam assumed to be told anything else. So if you see dam, it has to be dam either. And if you're not seeing dam, then why are you saying she's to me? She's to mat either.
Good, okay, good.
Would a woman who's now postmenopausal, if she's getting married, would she also have to sit?
According to the Aguda?
Yeah.
Because we're worried about Dam Chimud even by a Misalek Asdamin. And the Din of Tavu Elinase applies even to a Misalek Asdamin. So, presumably, yes. Okay. So that's the Rashi Ksubas. Rashi Ksubas writes, Mishum Sheminis Arvu Bo Dam Nidus. If you look at the Rashi here in our Sugya, Simon Aleph in the 10th parak of Nida, the Shach actually quotes this Rashi, not here, we haven't said we're here yet, is Simon Kuf Sadi Gimel. Not here, not in the Siman of Dam Basulim, but in Siman Kupsadi, the Shach and Siman Kupsadi, Sikata and Gimel quotes this Rush. The Rush writes the following, Siman Aleph, if you have a Gemara in front of you, take a look. V'nira li, d'ta'am l'chum razu, why do we have this Chum of Dam Basulim? Lo b'shvil shenachosh shema yeseh dam in a makor in Dam Basulim. Not that we're concerned that maybe there's going to be Dam Nida that gets mixed together with Dam Besulim. Who said that?
Rush.
Right. So the concern, says the Rush here, is not what the Rush happened to say himself in Ksubas, that we're worried that there's going to be Dam Nida together with Dam Besulim. If that's a concern, so why would it make any sense to have such a concern by a ketana who never saw dam before in her life? So the fact that the din is bobi lasmitsu paresh across the board, even by ketana, must be that we're not concerned about dam nidos per se. Even by Gedola, you have a makia, Dam Basulim. So why would you be choshesh that Dam Nidus got mixed together with Dam Basulim? We're not choshesh for that by regular maka. So it can be that the concern is we're worried that Dam Nidus is going to get mixed together with Dam Basulim. Number one, if that's true, should it be the case by Tana? Even by Gedola, why is it any different than a regular Maka? Ella, says the Rush, Tam Chumrezu, Mishum de Be'ilas Mitzvah Lakol Mesura. So Be'ilas Mitzvah is something that everyone experiences. Ve'ena kol bekiyin bechiluk sheyesh bein tinokas shiloigi yizmano liros uveinigi yizmano. And if you're going to make distinctions between tinokas shelo igiyizmana and tinokas she igiyizmana, people aren't going to be sensitive to those distinctions. Ubein bogeres, ubein rasa, ubein lo rasa. So if you're going to distinguish between where you do see dam, you don't see dam, so then people are going to get confused. So there has to be a blanket, one-size-fits-all approach. Mishum dechasan yisro tokfo, and if we're going to have any kulo, so then in the heat of the moment, might be difficult to be machmir where it's appropriate to be machmir. Hilkach eskima rabbi sein lahashvas kulan v'litein lahem din chumra shabu chumra. That's why there's a low plug to treat everyone the same way, and to apply the most theoretically machmir position to the Arishana. All right.
There's an answer to the question.
Good. What was the question?
You're saying that why should we be choshesh for dam nida coming out?
Right.
We should be choshesh for those blood coming out with the Arishana.
Right.
people are going to get confused where you saw dam or nisa. It has nothing to do with the actual reason that if blood coming out is not dam nida, then there's no reason to be poshish.
Good. So I think what he means is the following, and I think this also explains how to be miyashiv this with the Rosh in Ksubas. I think what he's saying, the Siddur Tara points out the Stira, Siddur Tara, Sivkat, and Gimel, that the Rosh here seems to say something different than the Rosh in Ksubas. And Rav Avadya points this out. So it could be, I'm not sure if Rav Avadya says all of this. It's in the Tara Sabayis, beginning on page Taf Tzadi Ches, volume 2. So it could be what the Rush means is the following. That there may well be situations, there may be certain instances of Dam Basulim where there could be a legitimate concern that Dam Nidus may get mixed together with Dam Basulim. As per the Rav Haigon, or as per the Sefer Eshkol, whatever explanation you want to give. That in and of itself shouldn't have been a reason to make a blanket Zera for Dam Basulim. Because most situations in Dam Basulim, you don't have that concern. It's not that every time Yabi Rishon, we're worried it's going to get mixed together. It doesn't apply to a Katana. And even by Gadol, it's not clear it should apply, because why is it different than a regular Damaka? So I think what he's saying is that even by regular Damaka, there are many details that go into a determination as to whether something is going to be a Maka or not. Yadush Mitzia Dam, any Yadush Mitzia Dam. When can you be told? When can you not be told? There are a lot of details to figure out. When it comes to Birishona, which is something that everyone experiences, it would be dangerous to allow for kulos, because those kulos could be misunderstood or abused. So in order to create a level playing field, so we're not worried about being nifshal, Chazal saw it appropriate to be gozer, bo bilas mitzvah paresh, across the board. So when the Rav says over here, the pshat is not that we're worried there's dam nidus mixed together with dam basulim. He doesn't mean that that's not true at all. He means that's not the entirety of the explanation. But that still is a factor. If you have a better pshat on the Rosh, let me know. Okay, the Rashba writes in his Chidushim here in the beginning of the 10th Perek that even though the literal presentation of the Gemara of Rabban Shmuel is that we're concerned about or Bol Bilas Mitzvah Parish may only be in a situation where she sees Dam Basulim, but the Rashba writes that even if she didn't see Dam Basulim, she's still going to be Asura. Because maybe there was a tipas dam that she didn't see, maybe it was masked by shichva zera, so we're concerned that there may be a tipas dam, even if she doesn't see the dam per se. Right, which is what we saw in the Ramban as well, in Os Yud Paragimel. So that's how we assume lalacha, that's the position of Rov Rishonim. There is a Ravid who's Mekel. The Ravid is in the end of Shara Prisha. The Ravid is noted to Lahakel on this, that if you don't see Dam, then the Chumr of Dam Basulim doesn't apply. It's only if you actually see Dam Basulim, then you have to be Mahmir to be Parish. But that's more or less a Shitas Yachin in Rishonim. Minority opinion in Rishonim. Could be the Ravid, so she tells the Ravid writes that the concern of Dam Besulim is Shelo Yishtabshu Bishar Damim Tameim. That we're concerned you may get confused. If we're making on Dam Besulim, you may confuse Dam Besulim with other Dam that's Tame. So maybe that only makes sense if you actually see Dam Besulim. The whole concern of Dam Besulim is you may confuse it with other Dam that's Tame. Then maybe that's only a concern if you actually see Dam Besulim, and to be machmir without seeing Dam Besulim is taking it a step too far. But if the concern is, Mereshes Moshe points this out, Mereshes Moshe is in Simon Kuftes, if the concern is that maybe there's a mixture of Dam Nidus together with the Dam Besulim, or maybe you're going to cause Dam Nidus to come out, so then there's no reason to be mechalik between if you actually see Dam or you don't see Dam. The concern is that Bi Rishona, either because of the Chimud or because of the tremoring, causes Dam Nidus to come out, so then that should be a concern even if you don't actually see Dam Bisulim as well. Okay, let's finally open a Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Hakones Besula Bol Bilas Mitzvah V'Gomer B'Yasu Parish Miyad Afilu Yikitana Shalom Yigiyas Mara Liras V'Lo Rasa Afilu Barkav L'Amasa Dam Timea Shama Rasa Tipas Dam Kachardol V'Chifo Shech Lazara. So we paskin like that Rush and the Rashba, the Ramban, that even if she doesn't see any dam, we're still choshesh, maybe there was dam, and the din of dam besulim of bol bilas mitzvah parish applies. Says the Rama, v'yesh makilim im lo ras adam. So that's that position we saw from the Ravid, but that's not accepted. V'nog l'hakel im lo gamar bia. But in a situation in which there's no Gemar Bia, there's only Hara, so then if there's Hara and there's no Dam, we're Mekel. Aval, in Ba'alaha Bia Mamish, Sarach Lifrash Rimeno, Afa Bisha La Ras Adam. If there's Gemar Bia, so then you have to be Machmir, even without Dam. If there's no Gemar Bia, there's only Hara, then the Minig is to be Mekel. A person shouldn't dafka only do hara, not gemar bia, to avoid having to be parish. That's inappropriate. But the Rama paskins here that if it's only hara, not gemar bia, and there's no dam, we're meiko. And even Rav Avadya, Taras Abayit, page Tav Kuf Dalid. Taras Abayis Pesh Tavkuf Dalid says that Sfardim have the right to be Mekel here like the Rama. The whole Chashash of Dam Besulim, where you didn't see Dam, is really a Miyad de Loshkiach. That we're concerned that even if you didn't see Dam, maybe there was Dam, and maybe that was Dam Nidus. So that's all a relatively far-fetched possibility to begin with. So at least when it comes to Hara, with the Ramaz Meiko, we didn't see Dam, a Sfardi would have the right to be Machmir. And he says a Sfardi would have the right to be Meiko, especially because being Machmir in this case is going to potentially create significant difficulties. If you're going to be Machmir, if there's Hara below Dam, so you're not going to have Gemar Bia at the first shot. And then you have to go through the whole Tara process, and it could happen again that you only do Hara and you want to do Gemar Bia, and then that's going to be a very difficult situation. So even Rav Avadya is willing to be maker like the Rama on this one. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mafmir. Aruch HaShulchan Sifkat and Tess quotes the Rama. And he says, there are Gedolim that question the school of the Rama, specifically because it's sometimes difficult to determine what's considered Hara and what's considered Gemar Bia. He says, "Kol Yirei Elokim Yera Lahazir Bazet." That it's better to be Machmer even if there's only Hara, in the Minhag HaOlam is to be maker like the Ramah, that Hara without Dam would not Aser. Ramosha has the following question. Chelag Aleph Simen Pehe, Chelag Aleph Yerodea Simen Pehe. So let's say you had Bir Rishona with Hara. There's no Gmar Bia, there's Hara. And there's a little bit of Dam. Okay, so now you have to be Machmir, Poresh, count your, go through the Torah process. And now that she becomes Tahora, then they have Bia Gemura, and there's no Dam. So would you say that now you have to be Machmir beforehand, you didn't have Bia Gemura? So now that you have Bia Gemura, you have to be Machmir for Dam Bisulim, and go through a whole nother Torah process. Moshe says, Pasha not. Even though the Ramah says that we're makel by Hara without Dam, and we're not concerned that maybe there was Dam there that you missed, but here you did see Dam. There was Dam with that first Hara. So then you have the right to assume that that's all the Dam Basulim you're going to find. And then next time when you have Bia Gemura, you don't have to be Machmir. Okay, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Mechaber continues, V'tzricha shetisak v'tara, so bol bilas mitzvah parish, and then you have to go through the regular tara process. So you have to have a hefsek tara, v'tivda kol shiva, and then you have to have shiva nekiyim, v'lo taska lindos ad yom hei l'shimusha, and you only can't start counting the shiva nekiyim on day 5. Look at the Taz of Katan Dalit. Matzasi b'shem around me Prague. The af alpi the hash the nahog alma the hanid the maskalos limnos me yamashishi. So we'll see when we talk about hefsek tara the siga poletes shifa zera that the psak of the mechaber is that a regular case of a nida is only allowed to do it can only do hefsek tara on day 4, and the Ramaz machmir that you can't do a hefsek tara until day 5 at the earliest. So even though in general we're machmir that you can only do a hefsek tara on day 5, says the Maharal Prague, when it comes to Dam Besulim, when it comes to Birishona, you can be able to do a hefsek tara on day 4 and start counting the Shiva Nekiyim on day 5. What's that about? So we're jumping the gun a little bit. We'll have to discuss this whole sugya in its own context. There's an Aruch HaShulchan, Perek Vav Yisurei Bia Halacha Tesayin. Perek Vav Yisurei Bia Halacha Tesayin. At the very end of a moderately lengthy piece, the Or Sameach writes, did I say Aruch HaShulchan?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Or Sameach. Yeah, okay. I was wondering what that stare was. The Or Sameach, sorry, we don't usually quote Or Sameach here. The Or Sameach in the Or Sameach Perek Vav Yisurei Bia in Halacha Yud Zayin, sorry, Tes Zayin, Perek Vav Yisurei Bia Halacha Tes Zayin, the last paragraph, he points out, right, the reason that we're machmir for 5 days instead of 4 days is because of the possibility that maybe there was tashmish ben hashmashos, right? We're concerned in general of about paletes shechvazera. Paletes shechvazera is 3 days, and then you have, could potentially have ben hashmashos on either end. So maybe she had tashmish ben hashmashos, and we don't know what days was. So you have to count 5 days, but by a kala, we're not worried about maybe she had tashmish. Maybe the bir rishon was ben hashmashos, because people don't get married that early in the day. So no one's going to get home until it's definitely night. There's no concern of Bein HaShmashos. So based on that, the Yeros HaMeach says that's why the Maral is Mako. That you can start counting your Shiva Nakiyim after day 4 and not after day 5. So, therefore, it says the Yeros HaMeach, a Chiddush, maybe not a Chiddush, this is his extrapolation, that let's say they have B Rishon on Sunday. So you'd have to wait 4 days before the Esektara, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you start counting your Shiva Nakiyim on Thursday. Right? In a normal case, you'd have to wait Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and start counting Shiva Nakiyim on Friday. So let's say they had B Rishon on Sunday. Sunday's a better example because we generally don't get married Motzei Shabbos. Different thing at the beginning of Shabbos. But for illustrative purposes. So let's say they had B'ri Rishon on Sunday. And then, Saddam Basulim. And then she's Pirson Nida on Tuesday. Okay? And she's Pirson Nida on Tuesday. And she stops seeing Dom on Wednesday. So in theory, she's clean enough to do a Hefsek Tara on Wednesday. So do you say that because now she's a Nida, so it reverts to the regular did of having to wait 5 days until you do a Hefsek Tara, so you'd have to wait till Thursday? Or do we say that since it started off as Dom Basulim, you can do it on Wednesday? Meaning, the whole reason that we're machmir for 5 days is because maybe there's Bia Ben Hashmashos, Tashmash Ben Hashmashos. Here there clearly wasn't Tashmash Ben Hashmashos because no one gets married that early in the day. So then, the Or Sameach says, you could be Mako and do the Hefsek Tara on Wednesday. Moshe, in his Tshuvas to Rabbi Eider in Os Yuches, questions this lamaisa. He thinks even the Or Sameach would agree nowadays. And nowadays, Moshe says people get married in the daytime sometimes. So then you don't have that umdana that no one could potentially have be a Rishon of Hashmashos, because people do get married earlier in the day. So the whole contention of the Or Sameach might have been true in Europe, but isn't true nowadays in America. Yes, correct. But then they would get married. They're also, and on a Friday night, there's no situation, I presume, where they would have be Rishon and Ben Hashmashos because they'd be in Shul and getting ready for the Suda Shavar Brachos on a Friday night, which is the reason they got married on a Friday, to save money, so they could all have one Suda. Good. Rav Moshe addresses the following Shaila in Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Zayin. So we assume both be less mitzvah. I'm sorry.
Your day.
Stam tshuva is your day, unless I tell you otherwise. So Rav Moshe addresses the following: Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Zayin. We're assuming till now we assume halacha. Anytime you have be rishona, both be less mitzvah parish, even if there's no dam. Okay. Now what happens if a woman undergoes a medical procedure to remove her basulim? So does that medical procedure of removing her basulim invoke or set off the din of Porish? And let's say a woman's married. She has whatever medical condition. She didn't have... she was unsuccessful. They're unable to break the basulim naturally. And now she has to undergo a medical procedure to break the basulim. So does that medical procedure breaking the basulim now cause the din of Poresh to take effect? Because do we say that as soon as she underwent the procedure to remove the basulim, so we're choshesh for dam basulim, so even if she doesn't see, even if she sees dam basulim, do we say that she now has to be Paresh. Nishalti me'echa kasher lo haya efshe lo liv ol v'rishona mitzad shepesach hayasasim biyoser. So they're unsuccessful in having v'rishona. So hutzukha l'rofesh sheyiftach es ha'pesach v'instrument. So they had to go to a doctor to open it up with an instrument. Ulahotzi adam besulim, and to remove the dam besulim. V'im lo yiva bo sayom. And the doctor said, if they're not going to have beer right away after that procedure, Omer harofesh yesh lachosh sheyistabek odapam, and may reseal. And yesh v'zeh din prisha ad achar sfir zayinikim b'tfilah. Do we say that removing the besulim medically is the equivalent of bi rishona, and then you'd have to be parish as soon as you remove the besulim? Says Ramosha, Muteras Abayla, the Einos Vichazayin Akim Mutfila, Kirei Dam Besulim Ubeetz and Damaka. The Rak, the Mashiyatu Aide Bi Asu Chachamim, Velo Aide Akas Eitz, Umashins. So the whole din of Dam Besulim is only where the Dam Besulim are removed, are caused through Bia. But if it's caused through some other process, there's no din of Dam Besulim, and there's no din of Prisha V'Zayinikim. And even if they'll find Dam now after Bia, now you have the right to be told in Dam Besulim. I'm sorry. If you're going to have Bia right afterwards, and then there'll be Dam, so then you have to be Tol and Dam Besulim, and then you have to be Parish. But if there won't be Dam, there's no requirement of Prisha, because you can assume that all the Dam came out through the medical procedure, and the Din of Dam Besulim only applies if it comes out through Bia. That's Rav Moshe's position, Chelek Aleph Sin Pei Zayin. That's the position of Rav Avadya, Chelek Dalet Simen Yud, and Chelek Yud Simen Kav Ches. Chelek Dalet Simen Yud, and Chelek Yud Simen Kav Ches. Yes, sir. I'm sorry? Yavi Omer.
Can this be done like a chachila? So
generally, it's unadvisable for various reasons to do a chachila, unless there's a real medical need.
Why would it be unadvisable?
Both medically unadvisable, and it's not the the normal way of doing things.
Okay.
I'm sorry? Right, right. It's not the normal way. Dayan Weiss is Mafbir. Minchas Yitzchak Chela Dalet Simen Nun Ches. Minchas Yitzchak Chela Dalet Simen Nun Ches in a letter written to Rav Moshe. So he writes that someone asked in the Shiloh, and he was inclined to be Machmir, and then he saw Rav Moshe Tshuva, so he said, he asked Rav Moshe if Rav Moshe would reconsider his psak, because the Milchus Yitzchak wasn't convinced. He assumes that the Chumr Dam Besulim applies even Shelo Ayidei Bia. Yeah, for example, if you're concerned about the Chilchol, about the trembling of the body causing Dam Nida to come out. So that could be a concern even if the Besulim are removed through some kind of intervention. He's skeptical whether you could really believe the doctors that all the Besulim are removed anyway. Lishitaso in a skepticism of believing the doctors by hysterectomy that we discussed earlier. And of course, the Marsham was Machmir. The Marsham, Darkei Tshuva quotes this Marsham. Darkei Tshuva is in Sif Kat and Tesvav. Darkei Tshuva Sif Kat and Tesvav quotes the Marsham. Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Yud. Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Yud. The Marsham is Machmir on this Shiloh. So Minchas Yitzchak says to Rav Moshe, look at the Marsham, and maybe Rav Moshe hasn't seen the Marsham, so he thinks in light of the Marsham, perhaps Rav Moshe should be Choser. Rav Avadya writes, the Mechilas Kvo Taraso of the Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Moshe should not be Choser. Even though there's a Tshuva Samar Sham, So Ravadi writes, Alpha Pisha Godol Kvodo Shel Bar Sham, even though we have to show the Bar Sham a lot of respect, Ha'emes Ahuva Yoser, the truth is more important than the respect that we should afford the Bar Sham. So Ravadi thinks the Bar Sham is wrong, and Rav Moshe is right. Shlomo Zalman writes this, Shlomo Zalman is quoted this way as well, Lekula in the Nishmas Avram. Shlomo Zalman says, if you're going to be worried that trepidation is going to cause damnidos, so anytime you have a medical procedure, maybe it's going to cause some tremoring, and you should have to be machmir, and that lo matzino. Sitz Eliezer is machmir, chelok yutzim and kafei perak yudbeis, chelok yutzim and kafei perak yudbeis. He says, Rav Moshe didn't seem to have seen the Marsham. So he says, if it's a situation where you have the concern that Rav Moshe describes, where if you're going to remove the basulim medically, and then you're not going to have beer right away, then it's going to grow back, and you're going to be stuck in this recurring pattern. So then, since Eliezer says there's what to be makel about, but short of that, he's machmir against Rav Moshe. Vadi Yosholchan Sivkas Din Yudal, it thinks this is Tali Anamachlokes Achronim, about mukas eitz. If a woman is a mukas eitz, a woman had an injury that caused her basulin to be removed before she got married, do you have this din of Paresh and Zayinakim? Darkit Shuvah Sipkatan Hay. Darkit Shuvah Sipkatan Hay Kosa Shuvah Zera Emes. Shuvah Zera Emes says that even by mukas eitz, there's a din of Prisha, the Shivinakim after Birishona. Even though it's true, the sick at the beginning of Subis, that by Amukas Eitz is no Tainas Besulim. So that's in Choshe Mishpat. But, or in Ebenezer. But medically, even though she's Amukas Eitz, there may be some Besulim left. And therefore, the Din of Prisha still applies. Says the Badi Yashulchan, according to the Zera Emes, should be true as well if it's medically removed. If it's medically removed even before the wedding, if you had the basulim removed before the wedding, so that is the din of mukas eitz, according to the Zera Emes, you'd have to be parish. Unless he says maybe the doctor really removed everything and you don't have that chashash because our medical procedures are much better. But then the Badi Shulchan says, look at the Marsha in Ksubas and Daf Dalit. In the Sugya, based on Aviv Shel Chasen Imo Shel Kala, the other Gemara says, Bal Bi Las Mitzvah Paresh, Tosis is bothered. What do you see from there, Tosis Ibra Maskel Bo? What do you see from there, Bal Bi Las Mitzvah Paresh? So the Gemara assumes that that's a Din and Avelis. Maybe it's not nothing to do with Avelis. Maybe that's Dam Besulim. The Din and Dam Besulim is Bal Bi Las Mitzvah Paresh. Nothing to do with Avelis. The Tosa says in a Chanami, the Gemara could have said that you have to be Parish because of Dam Besulim. Says the Marsha, maybe not. Maybe we're talking about a case where it's a Mukas Eitz. A Mukas Eitz, there is no din of Prisha for Dam Besulim. So Baal B'Yis Mitzvah Parish must be because of Avelas and not because of Dam Besulim. So the Badi Shulchan says, this Machlokes, or Moshe, the Minchas Yitzchak, should really be the same as the machlokes about mukas eitz between the Zera Emes and the Marsha. Does a mukas eitz have to be parish? Says Rabbi Karp. Rabbi Karp in the back of Chelik Beis has a Mishnah Berurah style commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So Be'er Halacha Osei, he says not necessarily. Maybe everyone agrees. Maybe Evan agrees after the Gzeir of Dam Besulim that it applies even to Mukas Eitz. The Marsha is talking about, the Gemara there is talking about a case before you had the total low plug. But now that we have a total low plug, maybe Evan would agree that you have to be Machmer even by a Mukas Eitz. And anyway, if we're concerned about Chimur or Chilchol, that makes sense even by Mukas Eitz, even though Rav Moshe is Mekel. Okay, we're out of time. It looks like the Hachra was to have another two Chaburas before the Mechina, so we'll have this coming week another two Chaburas, and then a week for Chazara and the Mechina. a week from, I guess 2 weeks on this coming Monday, which would be 2 weeks from the coming Monday.